Welcome to Memphis Material, an oral history project chronicling the stories of visual arts in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis Material is a podcast and website celebrating the personal histories, the intimate stories, and the studio practices of some of the people who have helped shape the creative landscape of the city. My name is Hamlet Dobbins. I'm an artist living and working in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm excited to let you know about a project that's been in the works for a number of years now. In the summer of 2019, my friend and fellow Memphis artist Chuck Johnson had a gallery talk at L. Ross Gallery. It was a packed house for an amazing show. Chuck started the talk with his childhood and from time to time would refer to this well-worn spiral notebook, and I remember turning to my friend Tad Lorenzen Wright and saying, "We are never going to get out of here." But I was wrong. Chuck had it down. During that one-hour talk, the artist covered nearly his entire life's work, from participating in the famous Sanitation Workers' March with Dr. King in the late 1960s as a teenager, to his travels around the globe, ending with his maturing of his artistic practice since moving back to Memphis following the attack on the Pentagon in 9/11, where Chuck worked for many years. Now, when the talk was done, I looked around the room and I was hoping to find someone with a video or audio recorder. And I thought to myself, man, nobody recorded that. What a terrible loss. And so, as a result, Chuck was one of the first artists that we interviewed as a part of this project. Now, the archive is informed in part by this moment with Chuck, but also by my summer in 2013 spent with the amazing faculty at the Rhodes Institute for Regional Study, where Charles Hughes, Liz Daggett, Natalie Person, Charles McKinney, Lee Johnson, Milton Moreland, Elizabeth Thomas, and John Bass led a group of Rhodes students through an intensive summer program that was essentially a research boot camp. It was there that I learned the importance of primary source historical documents, as well as an incredible love for and understanding of the value of approachable conversations between two deeply engaged individuals. Now, I had experienced interviews like this before in some of my favorite podcasts, like Long Form, On Being with Krista Tippett, Fresh Air with Terry Gross, Making Gay History, and the New Yorker Poetry Podcast. This project, Memphis Material, will be a collection of ongoing interviews with artists and others involved in the visual arts culture of Memphis. And it will be a series of almost completely unedited conversations conducted here at the Memphis Listening Lab at the Crosstown Concourse. Now, a little bit about the name. In 2003, I, along with my then partner, Julie Myman, started an alternative exhibition space called Material. The name came from the term that Maria Montessori used to describe the objects in the classroom that were used to help facilitate visual and tactile learning for the children. We liked the idea of calling the space Material. I was a Montessori kid and Julie was a Montessori teacher. It was a small gallery in the storefront of our home where artists could have their first shows. It was there that I experienced community in a way that was totally different from teaching or showing my work. The space became an important outward-facing component of my life in the arts. Memphis Material is an extension of that need for community. As a middle-aged artist who's been active in the city's vibrant community for decades, I wanted to help preserve the history of this place I call home. Selfishly, I also love hearing other people's stories. The goal for this project is to update the website memphismaterial.org and podcast feed on a weekly basis. Please follow and subscribe through your favorite podcast app. You can also follow us on Instagram at Memphis Material. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the show.